Wird Mizbeach Eilo. Which Mizbeach Eilo, which actually means Mizbeach, the Pesach Oyem Moed, the Lord Key the Pesach Oyem Moed. It comes out that Mizbeach was in the Pesach Oyem Moed. And not the key, so who's the key in the chicken? And Mashma the key was not mastered between them. So how do you learn Pshami Stupsa come over here? So, Heichen Voyem Eisnei, where was the key where he put? Then Ulam and the Mizbeach. Between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, Moshe Kimor Kapi Dome, a little bit towards the south side of the Azara. That's where the key was. So, what's the Pshat of Yisavini? Mike is sober, what did Yisavini hold? Like, how are we entering over here? That the same, there is nothing in between the Pesach HaMoed and the Mizbeach. And then it's Mashma know that the Mizbeach, the key was in between the HaMoed, the Pesach HaMoed and the Mizbeach. So, it's here. So, how are we entering? So, we're entering that the key was a little bit on the down side of the Azara. But so what? Mike is sober, what did the Pesach really hold? If he holds the whole Mizbeach, was on the south side of the Azarim, if so, Nukmi Nikaisal Heichim, on the Dorim. And the Yusuf should be behind him, but even the Mizbeach, that would be called the Nidim Mizbeach. Then we're going to prove now that Yusuf really holds that the whole Mizbeach was on the southern side. That's where the only time to put the Kiyah, that should not be in between, is a little bit Moshech towards the Dorim side. Because otherwise, if the Mizbeach was Kula B'Dorim, so start to better weather, shouldn't be a stira, just put the key a little bit on the side, Kula Mizbeach B'Dorim, and look near the coast of Echel B'Dorim, behind the Benin Mizbeach. The Imam Yeres, Kisav, we hold Kedusha Tarech of Ulam Chodi, even if it's almost that he holds the Kedusha Tarech and Ulam have one halacha, they were also called Kippinim, that's the Chodi made, Mokmi Mekaisa Ulim Odarim, but the Kiyo by the Kaisa Ulim and Odarim. But in that the Haimah Ben Ulim and Mizbeach. So why that does have to be Moshe Kima Kapi Dan? In Ami Yeres, Kisava Chetzi of the Tzefon. So Chetzi Bedan, if you tell me what the Yosin was at home. And here for the Mizbeach was on the north side. And here for the Mizbeach was on the south side. Mokmi Mekaisa Hechel Odarim. Let's put it between the Hechel Nukma Mikais and Echel Adarim, then Ulam and Mizbeach. Or as the Nami Kisav, which is Ulam and Echel Chadi, Nukma Mikais and Ulam and Adarim, then Ulam and Mizbeach. So how come he says that Akka, the key has to be, then Ulam and Mizbeach, Moshe Kimo, Kapi Hadarim. Or a lot of it must be, Mishem Kisav, Kulam Mizbeach, the Chafin. The whole Mizbeach was on the southern side of the Azara. And therefore, Tinami Mukmus law, Mikaisal Hechel and the Tzofen, if you put the Kiyah between the Kais and the Tzofen, Hevel and Benin and Mizbeach, there's no way you could put the Kiyah on the southern side, where that would always be considered Benin and Mizbeach. So therefore, the only way to put it is Kalpe Dorim. That's the rabbit that this is really held. The whole Mizbeach was on the southern side of the Azara. And therefore, the only way that the Kiyah should not be in between the Mizbeach and the Pesach HaMoed is it would be a little bit Moshech, Kalpe Dorim. Rashi says, Be'alav Mishum Dikseva Kudu Mizbeach Betzachim Koyi U'Dureh Mishum Mizbeach Kolo Lefnei HaPesach. That ends before the Pesach. V'imroi Yenoisne K'negar HaMizbeach Klal Nimtzum Mavsek Be'i Mizbeach HaPesach. So if it couldn't be real near the Mizbeach, because any part of it would be by the Pesach, so if it has to be only on the Dorim side of the Mizbeach. Now the Gemara is the question still, the Nukma, let's put the Kiyah, Nikaisa Ulam Tzofen, on the side of the Ulam, the wall of the Ulam, that corner, the north corner there. Kibana Ulam and Mizbeach. And that would be considered also between the Ulam and Mizbeach, and without the corner of the second side. So the Mekuyim both thicken. So Morris says, no, I'm a clear, the Pesach says, Tzofayna, meaning she had Tzofen Ponim Mekuyim, that the whole north side of the Azara has to be clean from Kuyim. We could have no Kuyim on the second side. Therefore, the Kiyah, which is called the Kuyim, cannot be on the second side. And the Morris says, Man Tana the Pelagrin of Yosef Lili, who is the Tana of Agrin of Yosef Lili, that does not hold that the whole Mizbeach on the southern side, it's Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, the time you learn, Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, Sefeina, she had Seth and Pena Niklum, Kafina Mena Mazberech, Reb Lezer ben Yaakov holds that the whole north side has to be clean, and even from the Mazberech, the Mazberech cannot be on the southern side. That's the proof that he yagged on a grace of Nini, and he knows that the Mizbeach cannot be on the top of the north side of Yazar. Now the Moor says, O Marav, Mizbeach Shemitkan, the Mizbeach that became pogrom, this part of the Mizbeach broke off, there's something missing of the Mizbeach, Salacharis, Kol HaKodishim Shemishkutu Shem Sulim, all the Kodishim that they make a Shchit in the Yazar is possible. And Mikrub Yudonu, there's a rhyme from a pasuk like that, Pishachdu, but I forgot where the pasuk was. Kisolok Rav Kana, and Kana came up, asked the Chevra of Shimon Rebbe, he met with Shimon the Rebbe, to come and he was sung over Mishum Rebbe Yishmav Rebbe Yossi. He sung over like this, that Mina Yerim is there, Shemifkan, Shekol HaKodeshim Shemishkutu Shom, Sulim, how do we know this? Alok HaTaka, that is Mizbeach Shemifkan, that Shekol HaKodeshim Shemishkutu Shom, is Taka Sulim, how do we know this? So my own says, Shemem, the person says, is a Vach to Olov, is a Lesech of Yosh Lamecha. You should check on top of it, is a Lesech of Yosh Lamecha. So the question is, like do you shecht on top of the Mizbeach itself? So that's Pesha on the Pesach with Zavach to Olof. Ela, the Pesha is, Kishu Sholem Loi Kishu Chosem. When could you make a Shechiton? Only Beshaf to Mizbeach is Sholem. If you have one Mizbeach, meaning Shalom Nifkam. But if you have a Pagam, if the Mizbeach is not Sholem, it's Chosem, then it's not ready to make a Shechiton, the Korban is possible. Sumer says, Omri, come back, Haimu Kroh, this is the Pesach, this Tomet Lei, the Rav, that Rav was missing, this is back to the Pesach. So therefore that's what I said, Mizbeach Shemifkam, Kol HaKodesh Shemishkutu Shom of Tzulim. Rabbi Yochanan says a big Yechidish, that Echod Zev Tzulim, Shna both of them are Tzulim, Echod Zev Tzulim. What does it mean Echod Zev? It means as long as it was Chidish, as long as you had a Korban, Bishas Mizbeach was pogrom, even the lady who fixed the Mizbeach, still we cannot make a Shechita. In other words, it was Nirav V'Nikha. This Korban was Nikha, there was a time when it was not fit to be brought, so that's absurd, we cannot bring this Korban anymore. So now says the Maitri, Gosh Machlekes, Rav said, Rav holds, Balachayim Enem Nidochim, that no, calls them on the animals alive, it's not Nidach. So therefore, even though there was a Zaman, when the Mizbeach was pogrom, it was not fit for Shechitah, but since the animal is still alive, and later they fixed the Mizbeach, so it becomes fit, you're allowed to use this carbon, and you can bring it. For Rabbi Yochanan said, no, by the Chayim Nidochim, that even though the animal was alive, but since there was a time when it was not fit to be brought, at the time when the Mizbeach was Nifkam, it was not fit to be brought, therefore that's absurd, it remains Nidche, it's not this person to reverse the carbon. Nesvei Avakasha, it says, Kol HaKodeshim, show you Achle Nivna Mizbeach, all the Kodeshim were around before they build the Mizbeach. So Rashi's Mash says, Mash, Makodim, Shlei Benu, Benu, before they build the Beis HaMikdash. Yach HaKach Nivna, and then they got around to build the Beis HaMikdash, Achim Nivna Mizbeach, but since Psulim says the Mizbeach, they're both Kabonis of Psulim. So who would survive to Rabbi Yechanan, that even though this animal is Balachayim, but since the mice is not fit to be brought before they build the Beis HaMikdash, it's Psulim. So Moses says, here's different Nivna, like Mizbeach wasn't in the build yet, it's so Dechuyin Mekorim in them. These are like Dechuyin Mekorim. So here you have no proof, like she says, Keshub Dishu, Leninu, it wasn't fit to be brought. Shvalinu Dechuyin Mekorim, have a Dechuyin. The Tikshna man, the Yom Levi Dichoy, is a quote for him, this much you have a raya. That Dichoy me covered, even though the animal is alive. But in the Chathchina, when you are not the shit, it wasn't fit to be used, it was Nitcha, and that's a Dichoy. So I heard that, that's also my quote, is a quote for him, this much you have a raya too. So this is why the Gisha should be like this. Actually, never some is Beach. And the actually nervous means up until it was destroyed, in other words, by the Chud, where there's an intuition. So that should never have some Mizbeach. So the Shari was that the Kabbalah she had then and even letting the Buddha second bias, it's possible. So more certainly, wait till then, or ask him, it's too long, it'll be possible anyway, it's too long.
Like it's too old, the Korban will be too old already, to wait all the 70 years. Or ask him. So my answer is, rather what the Bryce means to say is, all the Korbanos he had before the Mizbech became pogrom, became broken, and then Mizbech became pogrom, psulim, to become postals, of course, arrived from Rabbi Yechonon. What it means to say, even though you fixed up the Mizbech later, but still there's a svar from Nitche, that since Lemaisa there was a time that Mizbech was not fit to be used, so at that time the Korbanos became postal. So who would survive to Rabbi Yechonon? The Akashan Rav? My answer is no. My says, well, the Terutza Koma Taratta, didn't you in any way want to change around this Braisa? Same, I said like this, Shemishchato means that we made a Shchit already. So Nechnami, now Lemaisa after the Shchit, and now the Mizbech became pogrom, so it's Nitche, but it's a Lace after the Shchit. So then everybody holds that the such a Svara from Dichui, that even though they fixed up the Mizbech again that day, but since it was already Nitche, the Korban will be possible. I've Omer of Gid Loma Rav Mizbeach Sheneka Maktir and Ketorathim Kaimai, a Mizbeach that was neck was uprooted from its place, so still you can make bring Ketorath to its place. As she said, Mizbeach Sheneka means the Mizbeach Tlimik, you're talking about the inside Mizbeach. The Kosaka Daituch, who are Din Lachitzen, half a minute, the same thing would be with a Zerachitzen. So Chor Tekasha to Rav then, Ada Rav, he said before, Kolakotshim Shemishkot Shem Sulem, he holds that the Mizbech is pogrom, the Kabbalah's apostle. And here it's Mashmo, even though you uproot the Mizbech, still you can bring the Kteris on its Mokom. Mashmo, you do not need the Mizbech there. Even without the Mizbech, you can be Maktir. And Kadiyam's Mohan says, Kadiyam's Mohan, as Rabbi says, Mohan, the Holy Rabbi Yehuda, the Domin, that if you agreed by Domin, she says, the Bina Mizbech. That for the daf was rikas adam, there he agrees you have to have the mizbeach. So achinami made the rab the demon. That even the rab said it was by the sword of the keteris, and said it was by the mizbeach hapnim for the keteris. But of course we need this rikas adam. Here he agrees it's only if it's kosher mizbeach. If we don't have a mizbeach, avad will be possible. For this rikas adamim, that you have to have a mizbeach. My Reb Yehuda, where is Reb Yehuda? The time he learned. Pesach says, "By Yom Ru Kiddush Hamelech Tocha Chotzer." That day, the Melech made kedusha in the Chotzer. Ki Mizbeach Shosh Moshe Kotem Heichel. They were too small, so Dvor Chichsev and Divrei Yehuda. It's the way it's written. That's the way Yehuda says. Dvor Chichsev, what she says, means she kiddush Eser Ritzpa Kula. They're mekadosh the whole floor. L'shem Mizbeach La'akter Aleh. If you show you Mizbeach Kotem Heichel, the Mizbeach was too small. So they did was they made a kedusha on the floor, so any place in the Yazel was kosher, like you have a mizbech. These are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. So therefore, for the keteris at least, any place is kosher. Oh, well, Rabbi Yehuda said back, ah, the loik fanyema, doesn't the pasuk says,